Blog Talk Radio.
From the studios of Right Talk in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas, we welcome listeners from around the world. Right Talk Live is on now. Here are the hosts of Right Talk, TJ Tipton and Brad Dick.
And out of the store, they actually had no computers for sale at Best Buy.
Yeah.
Except for a $1,600 computer. Now listen, I love the people right on Right Talk. I love them. They ain't paying $1,600. So I got, I love you guys, but you got to understand $1,600 is still $1,600. Dollars, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, I came to a conclusion that I'm just going to have to fix what was wrong with my computer. So I got another screen, and I just started working on this, and so we're on the show. Awesome, huh?
You're here.
We're here. We're here.
Live and real.
Yeah. So I'm looking here. I'm looking here at PodServe, right? And that I'm looking at our analytics. And we've had almost 1,000 listeners, right? 1,000 listeners. And our subscribers are going up and up and up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and most of our listeners are coming in from iTunes, okay? So there's people out there. And the number one state, drum roll please. The number one state of the most listens is the state of Florida. We love Florida.
So, yeah, we do.
So it goes Florida, Texas, New York, New York. I'm going to be in New York in November, right?
Awesome.
Yep, going to New York in November, going to Rhode Island really for a convention where I'll be speaking, okay? California, Michigan, Missouri, Massachusetts, Utah, Illinois, North Carolina. North Carolina. So anyway, just kind of – Yeah. So just kind of – a little rundown what we're doing and how things are going, yeah. But I hear all the time people are messaging me and people are talking to me and they're telling me how much that they enjoy our show. Our most popular time is 6 a.m. in the morning. That's when we get the most listens, at 6 a.m. in the morning. Now listen, I love y'all. I done told you that. But I ain't getting up at no 6 a.m. to do a live show for nobody.
Tried telling you.
I just ain't doing it.
I tried telling you.
Now, Bradley, if you want to do it, okay, if you want to do it, you just hop on there and you just talk about whatever you want to, but TJ will not be there at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Lord knows I need my beauty sleep.
Yes, you do.
So,
yes, you do.
You know, 6 a.m. in the morning, that's crazy. Is God even awake at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll take your word for it. I know you've probably seen it a time or two.
I see it quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I've been hearing a lot from people asking every day. In fact, Pastor Connor here in town asks every day, what are you guys going to be talking about tonight? I mean, people are talking this up.
Well, you know, Pastor Connor, I'm going to tell you, I don't know until that day because I try to get the freshest news that's out there. I try to get the most, you know, and Bradley, I'll tell you, I had a bunch of talk notes, right? And guess where they're at?
The goat ate them.
No, and they're not in my former nicotine-stained fingers either. They are out in my car, and I found out, what, about 5 minutes before the show started? So we're going noteless. We're going noteless.
As long as you're not pantless, I think we're okay.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, just a lot of fun tonight. This is next to the last show of the week. Tomorrow night will be the last show of the week. But I tell you, I love this. I love what we're doing. I love how things are coming together for this show. Now, we're going to start. I'm going to start Facebook ads, okay? Start Facebook ads starting next week. So we're going to be getting more and more and more listeners every single week. Now, if that you do not find us on Facebook, if that the powers that be decide that they no longer want our conservative Christian views on Facebook because we know they're a bunch of leftists. We know that they are a bunch of regressives, right? They're probably listening right now. Zuckerman's probably, whatever his name is listening right now because he's trying to find fault with what we're saying, but he can't because we're telling the truth and the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help us, right?
That's right.
They're looking for ways to shut off this voice, but they ain't going to shut it off, Bradley. We're going to keep on telling it like it is, right?
Yeah, we are.
So if Facebook, if you go to facebook.com/groups/RightTalk, RightTalk, and we're not there, let me tell you what to do. Go to righttalkshow.com, righttalkshow.com/YouTube. We love live listeners. Now, listen, in the past, and I'm kind of in a place where I can't check what's going on our Facebook pages, right? So you're running it on your Facebook page. I'm running it on my Facebook page, and then we're running it in the group. And, guys, I really don't have a way of checking, but, Bradley, where are you at right now on Facebook? What are you on?
I've got our page up, and right now we've got Gary Lance watching us live and just watching for some comments, see what anybody might have to say tonight.
Right, and this is a call-in show. Last time I checked.
Give us a call.
Yeah, 563-999-3597. Well, Bradley, you ready to get to work?
Do this.
Did you know? I know this is going to be shocking to you.
Here we
52% of people polled said Biden should resign over Afghanistan. That's a majority of American voters say President, Uncle Joe, as I call him, Biden should resign because of the way the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was handled. Now, before I go any further, did you hear that? I don't even know if you call it a speech, but did you hear the speech that he gave yesterday about how wonderful he was because he took us out of Afghanistan.
Yeah, he patted himself well on the back in that speech.
And all I saw was an angry Joe. That's all I saw, angry Uncle. He lifted up his voice and angry Uncle Joe, like he was giving directions or instructions, if you will. And now 52% of Americans are saying, Joe, you messed up. 13 U.S. service members and more than 170 Afghan civilians are now dead, Joe. The results come from the latest Rasmussen Reports poll released Wednesday morning, where 52% said Biden should resign, while just 39% disagree. 39% disagree, and 9% was unsure. That's almost 61% who say you need to resign, or we don't really know if you need to resign, but something needs to happen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If Biden does not resign and there is no identification, you know, he ever would, an even larger majority of likely U.S. voters in the poll, 60% agreed with a call from Senator Lindsey Graham, from a Republican from South Carolina, to impeach Uncle Joe. Now, this is what Rob Schmidt said, okay? Or this is what Graham said on the Rob Schmidt show. I got to say that slowly. On Newsmax. Okay? I think Joe Biden deserves to be impeached because he's abandoned thousands of Afghanistans who fought with us, and he's going to abandon some American citizens because he capitulated to the Taliban to a 31 August deadline. Okay, I got more. I got a whole lot more to talk about, but I find it interesting that over half of America, these are vote people who vote, say that Uncle Joe should resign, right? Should resign over the screw up of Afghanistan. Okay, and here's another thing. We're going to get some stories you have, but this is really important to understand, Bradley. I don't know if you saw this report or not, but did you know that the U.S. turned down the offer to control Kabul during the evacuation?
I read that.
They gave the city to the Taliban. The U.S.
Yeah.
Said to the Taliban, no. The Taliban said, basically, we will stay outside, right, of Kabul until you finish the evacuation by August the 31st. That's what they said, right? And the administration, Uncle Joe's administration, said, nah, just come on in. Come on in here. What are people thinking, Bradley? I'm not the president, and I don't have a lot of protocol on war, right? I've never been in the military, and God bless all these military folks that are serving our country, okay, to make America free, to make America great, right? And now these yo-yos in Washington are turning around and saying, oh, no, come on in. Come on in here. We just walk in. Come on, Taliban, get in here to Kabul. What is going on?
It don't make sense. I mean, why would you – they're telling us to keep control of it. Why do we give it up? There's no strategic sense behind it. I'm like you. I'm not – I don't have a military background. And, you know, I honor and you know, bless those that serve now and have served our country.
Right.
But, I mean, what is the – there's no logic to it.
There's none. And I think that what we're finding is Americans are starting to come awake. Listen, this president had he's had years and years and years in the Senate, right?
Oh.
He's been vice president for 8 years, right?
Yeah.
And now he's president, and he still don't know how to run a country. After all the years that he's been, we got a call. Let's take this call, okay? No, I guess they hung up on us. Don't hang up on me like that ever again. Give us a call. 563-999-3597. So, I mean, you know, here we go. Let me take this call here, Bradley. Hey, this is TJ. Please state your name and the state you're from.
Marty Stevenson.
Hello? Marty Stevenson. Yeah. You must be from Tahlequah, Oklahoma.
You must have ESPN. One in.
So what's going on, Marty?
I'll just listen to the show. My understanding is we left billions of dollars of equipment over there so the Taliban and ISIS, they can use that to fight our military when we go back.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I heard billions of dollars.
Yeah, not only that, but I had a whole list the other night. There was Black Hawk helicopters. There was thousands of military weapons just scattered all over the place, right?
Tanks, 50 cals, everything.
Yeah. Everything. And all they have to do, I'm looking at a picture, and if I'm not mistaken, some of these guys have U.S. Military weapons in their hand, right?
I don't either, but I just read on Facebook that somebody in the higher ups at the White House, if you want to call it that now, said that no, they don't have billions of dollars worth of our equipment.
Really?
I think there ought to be crimes of humanity brought up against the whole group of them.
I do too. And you know, listen, there wasn't anybody that wanted us out of Afghanistan more than I did. I don't think we should have ever went over there, but that's just TJ. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a separatist. I've said that from the beginning. I'm a separatist. I know that we went over there in the name of justice. I realize that, right, because of 9/11. But, you know, I understand us wanting to come out of Afghanistan. I understand that, okay? But there's a way to do it right.
Yep.
This is not the way that was right.
They know. Well, just like he planning on attacking them, but he'll make a phone call first and let them know, hey, we're coming over, get ready. I'm sure he'll do something like that instead of like Trump did on that one guy. Trump went over and got rid of him. Then he talked about it after he done it.
Uh-huh.
Nobody
after
knew
he
nothing
did
about it,
it
until after
uh-huh.
the fact.
Yeah, I can hear
it
now. I can hear it now, right? Here's Uncle Joe. Yeah, I need to speak with Abdul Baradar. Listen, we're about ready to send some missiles over. I just wanted you to be prepared so you can get the children out of the way. Okay? Now, we're going to do this in about 30 minutes, so make sure that it's clean and clear. And, right? Why do you think we only had one death out of the whole thing? Right?
Yeah.
When we attacked them, they took hundreds of Afghanistanis, right? They turned around and took our soldiers, right?
Yep.
And in that, 13 U.S. service members died. And we go back and we strike back and we get one person. That doesn't seem right to me. Uncle Joe must have been on the phone. That's all I can say.
Well, he must have been on his cell phone to Kamala. I'm sure she and Obama and all of them.
I'm sure he was.
Back
I can hear him now. Yeah, I can hear him now. Nancy, do you think it'd be okay if I asked? Because, see, now he has to ask or be told who to pick, right? In a news
right.
conference. He has, Nancy, do you think it'd be okay if I?
Brother, you heard that the one soldier that was killed, the young man, and his mom was there at the cemetery where they delivered his body to her. And Biden uh-huh. was there, and so she got telling Biden that she'll never hear son laugh, she'll never get hugs.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden interrupted her and said, oh, I know just how you feel. I went through this with my son, all this. She said, mm-hmm. no, you don't know how I feel. And she went tell him again. He kind of rolled his eyes, and he turned around, and she told him a few more things, and he was flipping his hand up behind his back, like, okay, we're done. We're leaving.
Well, let me tell you a little bit on this, and I have Bradley on here too. Bradley, did you hear that? Was Facebook suspended a Gold Star mother who criticized Biden?
Yep.
Did you hear about that, Bradley?
No, I didn't.
Well, what happened was a Facebook suspended an Instagram account of a mother of a Marine
yeah.
killed last bull after she criticized Uncle Joe for his Afghanistan policy and behavior at the transfer of her son's remains.
Yep.
And Shanna Chappell took to social media after her son, Lance Corporal Kareem Nui, I believe, was killed by an ISIS-K suicide bomb outside of the Hamid International Airport last Thursday on Monday. Now, Chappell wrote several posts criticizing Biden, and one of those posts began to trend on Facebook and was removed Monday night.
Yep.
Her Instagram account was also disabled, though now it's been restored. But that's crazy stuff. What happened to free speech? Now, I hope they do. I hope that they do that Trump is able to get this to the Supreme Court. Over Facebook.
I wish it could go above that. I wish it's a court higher than that. I'd
yep.
fry them all at the stake. I would.
Well, Marty, I appreciate you calling in, and you have a blessed evening, my friend, okay? Call back in again.
Yes, sir. I
Thank
sure
you.
Will, buddy. Good hearing from you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
Hey, by the way, it's...
I hung up. By the way. Sorry about that, Marty. I did not mean to do that. I thought you were done. Sorry about that. Anyway, happens all the time on talk radio. Huh, Bradley?
Yeah. Especially on Right Talk.
Now, me and my itchy finger, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, Bradley, I'll tell you what, right now we need to go to a break. Nobody's telling me because nobody's here but me, but I need to go to break, okay? So, let's go there, and we'll be back right after this. Make sure and give us a call. Somebody else was on the line, and I didn't get to it, but 563-999-3597.
You're hearing it right on Right Talk with DJ and Brad.
Hey, friend, a few months ago, I wrote a series of books that I call The Big Series. I entitled them Think Big, Talk Big, Walk Big. And these books are life-changing as one learns that you are what you say you are what you think you are, and that determines on how you walk. These truths will change your life and destiny. You see, Carol sent me a message, and she said, Hi, TJ, I just have to text you and tell you I can't put your books down. OMG. You are so spot on and keeping it real and true. Wow. Thank you. Everybody needs to read these books multiple times. Listen, friend, you can get these copies of Big Series today at Amazon.com and search TJ Tipton. These copies of these books and others that I've written in either Kindle, digital, or printed form. Search TJ Tipton, Think Big, Talk Big, and Walk Big. Like I said, I call them the Big Series. On Amazon.com.
Well, Bradley, it's a great night here on Black Talk.
Yeah, it is.
World we live in, my friend. You know what? We're saving the world. One life at a time.
Wow.
I got I enjoyed the last call. He's well aware of the impact of what's taking place.
Yeah. And you know, he was talking about the weapons that are being found over there, and how he said he heard on one of the newscasts or something that they were saying there wasn't that many. Well, CNN reported today that videos were posted on social media by the Taliban parading hardware left behind by both Afghan and U.S. forces. It shows images of militants dressed in U.S.-style uniforms, holding U.S.-made weapons, examined a CH-46 Sea-Night helicopter, and just all kinds of stuff. And pictures after pictures of tanks and transport trucks and weapons, and I mean billions of dollars of stuff.
And they're trying to make us believe this. I read a report a couple of days ago that they got inside of all those tanks, they got inside of all of those helicopters, right? And they disabled them. Yeah, that's what this administration is trying to get people to believe, that hey, We just disabled all that. They can't do nothing with it. Well,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I know that the Taliban might not have the knowledge that we have in some of this area, but it might not be too hard to find somebody that does for the right price.
Yeah, and in these videos, they're driving the tanks and stuff.
Really?
Funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, they've been disabled. I'm telling you, Brad, I'm telling you that they have, you read my lips, they have been disabled according to this administration.
Oh,
we know
so
they wouldn't lie.
No, you're right. And probably fact checkers will fact check those social media videos and take them off.
That's not true. They're not driving our tanks. No, that ain't true. Who do you think you are, anyway? You know, we were talking about a mother, right? We were talking about this mother who her Facebook was suspended, right? And there, I came across this story of a mother of a Marine killed in Kabul attack has a message for Biden voters. Now, I want you to listen to this. I didn't vote for Biden. I don't think you voted for Biden, right? But for whoever did vote for Biden, which I haven't met anybody yet that did, I'm just being honest, I haven't, okay? I have suspicions, but they sure ain't going to. But we live in a state that I think Biden got maybe 34% of the vote, maybe, right? But it's sad, but we cannot be shocked that there was a suicide bombing outside the airport in Kabul that led 13 U.S. service members dead. We trusted the Taliban with the outer perimeter security of the airport, right? Well, matter of fact, we let them into Kabul, like we just read, okay? Our trust was there. Listen, Uncle Joe's trust was in the Taliban. Uncle Joe said, now, come on, guys, I'm counting on you. I'm depending on you. We're going to be out by August the 31st, but let's make a deal behind door number one. Carol Barrel is standing, right? You know, right? And he did. He tried to deal his way through this thing. Okay? They were the TSA and likely allowed this bomber to slip through their maze of checkpoints. The Taliban. Imagine that. With our equipment. They're guarding with our equipment, and this suicide bomber must have slipped through. We're going to take a call here in just a minute. I'm going to go to the call, Bradley. Okay?
Right.
All right. Hey, caller, please state your name and the state you're from.
TJ and Brad. This is Connor McKay from Waldron, Arkansas. How y'all boys
doing tonight? Waldron, Arkansas. We're good. How are you doing, Pastor?
Hey, doing great. Doing great, man. Hey, listen, I've been listening here several nights y'all been on, and boy, I've been wanting to call in, but I've been too mad to get on here and say something I ought not say. So I finally got to where I think I can say things nice enough.
Well, next time I see you, I'm going to give you one of my blood pressure pills, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Man, I've got a couple things I want to bring up this evening. And I want y'all to tell me what you think about it.
Let me ask you this, Pastor. Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We've been in this Christian, right, a long time. You pastor a church, right? I do missionary work.
Right.
Bradley pastors the church. We've worked together for years. Did you ever think that we would see a day like this?
Never. I would have figured we'd done heard trumpet sound by now.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say was I'm to the point now where I'm not looking for the signs of the time anymore. I'm listening for the trumpets. I mean, we've got to be that close.
But, you know, I can't see it any other way. I mean, when we were young, right, we heard about this. People talked about this and being young believing that it would be happen when we were a lot older, right?
Yeah, right.
And now everything that they said, everything that my mama said, my grandpa said, my grandma said, everything we're seeing is coming worse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to share about this later. But I never thought that homosexuality would be such a popular pastime for people.
Right.
I never thought that I would see that we take our 12-year-old babies and give them pills to change their sex because they thought that this little girl thought that she wanted to be a boy, or that little boy thought that she'd want to be a girl. I never thought that I would have a time walking into Target and trying to find the right bathroom. Honestly, I never thought I would ever see that.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your point.
That's right. Well, and you know, just adding to what you say a little bit there, I mean, you know, that's the spirit of confusion that's just taking place in our world today. And the enemy, God's not a God of confusion. And so when there's things going on where we're confused on what bathroom to go in, what gender we are or what gender we like, hey, listen, man, you know the enemy's at work. And there's no doubt about that. Hey, but you know what? He's at work in every aspect of our life. It's so much easier right now to find evil than it is good. And about the only good you can find in the world is by opening up the Word of God right now.
I don't want to get preachy,
yeah,
but we know this. Yeah. We know that as sin abounds, right, grace abounds more, right?
That's right.
So yes. I'm trying to look for the silver lining. I'm trying to the days are dark. I don't want to be gloom and doom because I've never been that type of person,
right?
Right. Because I've always tried to find the good, because all things work together for good for them that love the Lord according to his purpose, right? That's what his word said.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I never thought I would see such a messed up people.
You bet. Yeah, what a time we're in, man. And I just pray, part of me prays I'm ready for the coming of the Lord, but another part of me, my heart aches for those who aren't ready for his return, you know, and I believe it happens in our lifetime, TJ. I do. I believe it happens within our lifetime. Man, a couple of things that I was calling about. Number one, y'all been talking some about this travesty that's going on over in Afghanistan. Boy, what a mess. I'll never forget, probably for as long as I live, Joe Biden getting up and saying, hey, guys, we knew this was going to happen. We knew that the Taliban was going to take over. We knew that we were going to have to get out of there. And then he follows up with that by saying, I have my team working on a plan on how we're going to respond right now. Well, my question is, number one, if you knew it was going to happen, why didn't you already have a plan? And then my next question is, if you already knew about it, how did you know about it unless you had somehow something to do with it?
Right.
What a mess, man. And then,
it is.
And then to cap it off, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying that I would think, you know, me and Brad have said we've never been in government. We've never been in any type of position as far as, you know, in as a troop or as a leader of a troop or as a leader of a nation or a congressman, right? But I have more sense than what they have.
Yeah,
I could have done,
it seems,
done a lot better job than what they've done, and I'm a nobody,
yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah, me too. Are you still
what
there?
Or
did
the
I
point?
Lose you?
Yep. No, what was your other point, my friend?
Yeah, my other point. So after Biden addresses the nation, after he stayed in hiding forever and then come out and finally addresses the nation about our service who passed away, and he comes out and he says, okay, I was instructed to take this question from
yes.
this news source. I'm like, who in
yes.
the world is instructing the President of the United States of America?
Isn't that absolutely crazy?
Baffles me, man. I've never seen anything like it.
I can see JFK getting up and making a speech about Cuba, right, and the Bay of Pigs and saying, oh, by the way, I've got a list here of who I can ask and who I can't ask questions to. And I was instructed to, you know, take this person right here, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right.
Brady, it's crazy.
Unbelievable. Hey, guys, and listen, this is our president. The president,
mm-hmm.
this is our leader, our commander-in-chief, which, first mm-hmm. of all, this is a whole other issue I won't even get on to. I'm not even sure that it's valid that he's our president. But
yeah,
that's
exactly.
a whole other ballgame.
That's a whole
but,
different
thing. Man, you bet. But, man, I'll tell you this, guys. You know, Trump, he may not have been perfect. He may not have been the best, and he may have tweeted mean things. But after seeing what I've seen in the first just few months of this so-called presidential term of Joe Biden, I'd put Donald Trump's name on a ballot 100 times over.
Well, here's the deal, okay, Connor. The thing about it is that nobody said that Trump was perfect. Nobody
That's
said
right.
that I didn't elect him as a pastor. I elected
right.
him as a president. Yeah.
He's a warrior. He was a warrior for us.
Right? He's uncouth. He told you. You didn't have to second guess where he was coming from. And that's what upset
right.
people because he didn't play. He really went in to drain the swamp.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people didn't like the – and a lot of Christians didn't like it, right? But, you know, he was the only president that I remember – now I'm 60 years old, but the only president who I remember ever said that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God bless America and the reason that America is so great is because of God, the Father.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Reagan might have said it. I'm just saying. I never heard Bush say it. I sure didn't hear Obama, the Islamists say it.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe, who's supposed to be a good Catholic, right? I ain't even heard him say Hail Mary.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, apparently, that's a whole other story, too. Well, man, I'll tell you what, I'm going to say this last thing, then I'll hang up and listen to you guys talk about it. But, you know, Trump, and this is what I've held the firm belief of, you know, of course, us three guys, we're on here, we're Christians. I'm sure a lot of people that listen to you guys' show is Christians. And here's the deal. Trump may not exemplify Christian attributes all the time. He may not even be a Christian. I don't know. That's mm-hmm. between him and God. But I'll tell you what he
right.
did. He stood up for us as Christians.
He did.
Protected our religious rights all
mm-hmm.
day long. He loved in our babies. He loved supporting
right.
the freedom in us being able to believe what we believe. And, hey, don't get me wrong. He also, you know, advocated for anybody else that believes something else that they've got that freedom. But you know what? I'll tell you what. I was proud to call him my president because I felt safe at my
yes.
church knowing that while he's in office, we'll have freedom of religion.
You know, Pastor Connor, I remember him giving a speech whenever COVID hit and him saying, we will not close churches down because of COVID. And now, Yeah, and now Uncle Joe's begging churches to be closed.
Yep, yeah, that's right. It's unbelievable, man.
It is. It is. And listen, I appreciate you calling in so much. Always feel free to call in at any time. One night we'll bring you on as a guest on the show. Would that be all right?
Yeah, that sounds great. Hey, love you guys. Y'all have a great night, okay?
All right. Lord bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bro.
Some very valid points, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think that a lot of people are becoming more and more aware of Uncle Joe's administration is not for the people.
Right, right.
Therefore, go ahead, Brad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're all right. I mean, he not only doesn't regard and honor those that have fallen and lives have been lost, but he's abandoned people in Afghanistan and doesn't care. You know, his response is basically what Nancy's response was about the equipment being left. These things just happen sometimes when you do this. I mean, there's no president in the history since I've been alive, in the 45 years I've been alive, that would just abandon Americans and just throw up their hands and said, oh, well.
This is what happens. This is what happens. This is what happens when you withdraw. Some equipment is left there.
I guess Nancy's right.
Yeah, equipment and people.
Billions. We're not talking about the M word. We're talking about the B word. The billions of dollars of equipment that was left, right? We were talking about this mother, right? That the Taliban was supposed to be the TSA, right? And they let the bomber slip through the maze of checkpoints. Scores of Afghan civilians were also killed, and the video of the carnage is brutal. And the scenes of chaos at the airport were the perfect cover to allow for such an attack. Now, it was only a matter of time as ISIS-K and elements of Al-Qaeda were on the hunt again. And it should have finally made Joe Biden care about Afghanistan. But instead, okay, Uncle Joe was shown at Dover, right, checking his watch as if he had a better place to be. More pressing matters to address, like the kind of ice cream that he wanted the status of the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure bill. One mother of a U.S. Marine killed at the airport has a brutal message for Joe Biden and his supporters. And if you're a Joe Biden supporter, I hope you listen to this very closely. Okay? She also called Biden a dementia-ridden piece of CRAP. Now, that's not a bad word to some people, but to me it is, right? The mother of a U.S. Marine killed in Thursday's terror bombing outside of Kabul's airport, okay, claimed that Americans who voted for President Biden just killed my son. This is what she went on to say. 20 years and 6 months old, getting ready to go home from freaking Jordan to be home with his wife to watch the birth of his son. And that freckless, dementia-ridden piece of just sent my son to die. That's her message. Thank you for everyone that voted for Uncle Joe. That's what she's saying. Sad, Bradley. It's sad.
Yeah.
And nobody. Well, I'm telling you, there's people who voted for Biden who are saying, that happens in war, baby. Well, if Biden would have done his job, that wouldn't have happened. Just a fact.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, here's the thing. You know, I was talking today about this earlier. You know, Biden, his administration, the people that support Biden, you know, not going down a whole nother rabbit hole, but when George Floyd thing happened with George Floyd, I mean, they were on the rampage. that life needed to be honored. That mm-hmm. life needed to be secured. That life needed to be, and you know what? And right, every life needs to be honored. But what about these lives in Afghanistan that's just been lost?
I haven't seen anybody. I haven't seen anybody cause a riot. I haven't seen nobody stand up and say it's wrong. Where are all you people? Where are all you people that were in Minnesota? Where are you at now?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously,
their care
wasn't lives.
Yeah.
They had a different agenda.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what Uncle Joe says?
The buck stops with me.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I got to go on because if not, I'm going to have to take two of those high blood pressure pills. No, what I'm about to talk about is really upsetting, okay?
Okay.
Call us, tell us what you think, 563-999-3597. I tell you what, before I go back into this, let's go to a break, Bradley, okay? And then we'll come back and we'll talk about some other stuff.
Right Talk, heard live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, LinkedIn, and recorded on Roku, Amazon, and podcast around the world.
If you are a truck driver and have 6 months of experience with a good driving record, I need you to listen up. We Hire Truckers has driving opportunities across the U.S. Not only do they have driving jobs, We Hire Truckers specialize in regional opportunities that will get you home every week. We Hire Truckers believes you can spend valuable times with your family and still bring home the bacon. We Hire Truckers will get you home and money in your bank account. Give Mickey a call today, 479-461-5657. That's 479-461-5657. 479-461-5657. Call We Hire Truckers today.
I never thought I'd see a time like this.
No.
Sometimes I just sit in awe, right?
Yeah, another day off.
Yeah, what is going on? I think that the pastor that called in summed it up, Pastor Connor, he summed it up, right? Chaos is everywhere.
Yeah.
Huh. I got something else to talk about. Right now, I've got a caller. Let's take this call. Hey, caller, please give us a name and the state you're calling from.
Well, I'm sorry to call in again, Terry, but this is Marty.
Okay, Marty, y'all what's up?
Y'all got me so fired up, I probably ain't going to sleep tonight. But... So I just want to thank y'all for everything, but I just got one thing to say, and I'll get off here. But I think what got Trump in trouble with the Democrats is when he said, we're going to, three words, drain the swamp.
Drain that swamp, that's right.
When he made that comment, I think they think, man, we got to get off, we got to get him out, and get, we can't lose our free meal ticket.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, vote themselves in a new pay raise, just like they did.
Oh, yeah. But you can bet Biden's cashing his checks for being president. And Trump paid his own way on the campaign trail and everything. He didn't ask for campaign money, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He flew his own planes.
Yep.
Or had them.
It reminds me of a story. I won't cover it, but I think there's a lot of people out there that are willing to help, right? A lot of people out there willing to help. Marty, I appreciate you calling in, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Bye bye.
Bye. So a lot of people out there, Bradley, is not too happy with what's going on. in this great country of the United States of America. And this is what this show is about. It's about having a voice. It's about being able to share, right? There's going to come a day where that I believe that our call log is going to be so great we ain't going to be able to cover every phone call, right? But we want everybody to have a voice. We want everybody to be able to share what they believe, right?
Yeah.
Even if I don't agree with it, that's okay. I can argue
right.
with them, and I can – but everybody should have a voice, right? 563-999-3597, the show that your mama always warned you about, because we talk about politics and religion. So, okay, so I was cruising, Bradley. I was cruising through some newspaper articles like I do every day, right? And I found some undercover footage. Okay, some undercover footage. You ready for this?
Ready.
From a pro-Antifa teacher admitting to scaring and guilting kids into communism. That is sick.
Yeah, it is.
What do you expect from Antifa anyway, right?
Right.
What do you expect from them? There's a reason that Gen Z is becoming further and further left, and one California teacher is more than happy to tell you it's because of people like him. He's also willing to admit that he and his like-minded colleagues, okay, who are fools, are doing so by scaring and guilting kids into being good little communist revolutionaries. The report comes from another undercover sting operation by Project Veritas, who has produced a video of a Sacramento teacher, Gabriel Guype, of Intercom High School, bluntly saying that he and some colleagues scare the blank out of kids into becoming communist revolutionists, becoming communist revolutionaries. Okay? He says, I have 180 days to turn them into revolutionaries. This is going on with our taxpayers' money of California, right? And these imbeciles are able to bring their theories. Listen, listen to me. This is what I thoroughly believe. Are you ready, Bradley? If you don't like America, pack your bags and leave. If you don't like the Republic, pack your bags and get out. If you don't like our system, hasta la vista, baby. Don't hit the gates of America, hit you on the rear on the way out. If you are a socialist, if you are a communist, your thinking, stinking thinking, is not welcome in the United States of America. We are a republic. Everybody has a voice. Everybody gets a choice. Everybody has the right to vote. Now, listen. If this imbecile, and I'm going to say that nicely, Gabriel Guype, believes that communism is the way to go, why don't you move to Russia, baby? And let's
exactly.
see how long you stay there. What do you think?
Yeah.
Should this be taught in our schools? 563-999-3597. Bradley, should we just I've got some more. I got something else I want to tell you about. But when I read about this pro-Antifa and about this teacher in California, I'm just about ready. I'm just going to just tell you, Bradley, I doubt seriously that he is one of the people in California that listens to Right Talk.
No, probably not. It amazes me. You know, as you were talking about that, I went and looked up article. You know, the New York Post says that he actually hangs an Antifa flag in his classroom and encourages them to attend far-left protests
yeah.
for extra credit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that's just crazy. I mean, how is this happening in our country?
In the United States of America, right?
Yeah.
What do you do, Bradley? I mean, you got these imbeciles out there. You got people out there that just, oh my goodness. Oh my, I'm just speechless. I know that's going to be hard for you to believe, right? But when I see imbeciles, and imbeciles is the strongest word that I can think of, right? Because I don't have a potty mouth, and people ought to be glad. But when you see people like this that says, I have 180 days to turn the students into communist revolutionaries, does that not burn? I don't care if you are a liberal. I don't care if you are a regressive. I don't care who you are. If you're an American, that should burn you. This guy's a coward. He's a coward. I'm telling you, he's a coward. Gripe, you're a coward.
Yeah.
Because they would have never found out unless that there was a undercover footage, right? Because he ain't going to come out and just say it because he's a coward.
Yeah.
You know, at least if I believe in something, I ain't going to go running and hiding, right? I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. Now, that brings me to the next point, and we'll cover a story you got. I'm sorry. But I just, you know, when I started looking at this stuff, I just thought, my goodness, how ignorant can people be? Just idiots. That's all I can say, idiots. Just like this, another California teacher. Where do they find these people at? Or are these people, I mean, that they probably came out of Berkeley, right? They had to graduate from Berkeley. They had to, right? California teacher suggests that kids should pledge allegiance to a pride flag. Oh, Lord, I'm going to throw up. There's no doubt that I believe that homosexuality is wrong. I ban TV stations in my house. I won't call them by name, but there is a TV station, okay, that has a Pride Month, and it's a kids' TV station. That channel has been locked. My grandchildren do not watch that channel. Okay? I'm very, very, I'm very much man and woman. Okay? I could sit here all night in history and show you how Greeks and the Romans and every political system who accepted homosexuality fell within 2 years. Okay? And now a Southern California imbecile, no longer in the classroom, thank God for that, after her internet post, somebody in California, pretty smart, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay? On her internet post, suggests that students can pledge allegiance to the pride flag instead of the stars and stripes, multiple news outlets are reporting. Sources confirmed to the Daily Pilot newspaper that the teacher is Kristen Pitson. Mm-hmm. That'd be the last time I call her name out, that's for sure. Who works at the Back Bay High School in Newport Mesa Unified School District, and the news outlet said that that she posted a video on TikTok. There ain't no telling what you'll see on TikTok. About removing the U.S. flag and suggested instead students pledge allegiance to the LGBTQ flag. They don't even know what bathroom to go to. What is going on, Bradley? Can anybody enlighten me? Can anybody, guess what? I guess we're done. Am I reading this right?
Yep.
It's already midnight. It's
already 12 o'clock.
Man.
Boy, what a night.
Man, I enjoyed it very much.
It was a good night.
And people calling in, and we appreciate everybody that called in. And there'll be more and more. And And if you're listening by podcast, thank you so much for giving us your time of your day. And my prayer is that you be greatly blessed in all that you do. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Bradley, say good night, Bradley.
Good night, Bradley.
We want to thank you for joining us on Right Talk. Listen to Right Talk every Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. Central on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, and LinkedIn. You can also watch and listen to Live Talk on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and podcasts around the world. Right Talk is a TJ Tipton Inc. production.
Recording stopped.
Whatever I hear.